Welcome to Real Time with WLP. I'm Jessica Lovett, Vice President of Business Development and Innovation at Inamar Strategies, and I'll be the host of this episode. Today's guest is Chris Cummins, General Counsel for GSK here in Canada. Some of us at WLP have had the true pleasure, I will say true, the true pleasure of working alongside, being mentored by, or laughed with Chris over the many years of all of our careers. And I am really excited about this opportunity. So Chris, first off, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Looking forward to the conversation.
Well, let's kick it off. The first question I wanted to ask you is really, when you think of being an ally, what does that really mean to you?
It's an interesting question. It's a difficult one because it's not always clear what the right thing to do is, right? Like the right thing for an ally to do in one situation might be different depending on the person, the circumstances. I think for me, it's about using my position, my resources, my privilege to serve the people around me, right? So sometimes that means being loud. If you've known me for more than 5 seconds, you know I have no problem listening to myself talk. Sometimes that means offering advice or coaching. Sometimes it means advocating in the background. Sometimes it means shutting up, which is, again, if you've known me for more than 5 seconds, something that sometimes I have to work hard at. But I think
I understand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I think it depends on the circumstances, but that's the general kind of space that I play.
That's good. I think because the word ally is used quite a bit, and I think everybody has to take it in from a personal perspective. So, when we look at, and when you've always kind of perspective wise looked at allyship, is allyship the same as mentorship or mentoring? Is there something that connects the two things, or do you see them separately? I'll ask that first part, and then I have a second part to it. So
I don't think they can look the same, but I don't think they're always the same, right? Mentoring, I tend to think of as a more formal relationship or informal, but with a goal of helping someone progress over a period of time, forming a relationship. I don't think you need to have a close relationship with people who you act as allies for, right? You can be an ally to someone you don't know if you depending on the actions and behavior that you engage in when you're interacting with that person or interacting with the people around that person, right?
So was there something from either a personal experience or kind of a shift for you that really brought it into perspective for where you are today with allyship?
Yeah, so I haven't always thought about it the same way. And because of my personality, like I referenced earlier in the conversation, shutting up can be hard for me. And I think early on when I was immature, I'm very mature now. So when I was immature in my, leadership and professional journey, I think I often viewed allyship as helping people around me,
right.
like I've always tried to have that mindset, but it wasn't until the last 4 or 5 years that I really understood just how different my position is compared to some mm-hmm. other people, right? And helping, I think for me, used to look like telling people what I used to do or telling people what I think they should do. And I still fall into that trap sometimes. And it's sometimes useful, right, to understand how other people have handled this situation. But it's not always, and not even often, the right call from an allyship standpoint. A few years ago, I had some real mental health struggles dealing with anxiety and chronic pain. And it forced me to ask myself some tough questions. And a lot of other people asked me some tough questions about how I treat myself, how I treat other people. And I think most importantly, it helped me or forced me to think about the experiences of the people I work and live and socialize with. It was the first time in my life where I really understood at a practical level that different people have different experiences. And it sounds stupid, right? It sounds like really,
but it's a pivotal moment. I love that you're sharing that, right? Is that it kind of triggered that piece of, okay, now I see it through a different lens.
Yeah, exactly. And it's to be honest, it's really fun. Like it's way more awesome to be working with people who aren't just like versions of you at different stages in their career. They're actually different people who might care about different things than you or might take a different approach. So for me, you know, for over the last 4 or 5 years with that, I don't know, deepening of empathy, whatever you want to call it, allyship has been more about helping other people be their best selves, helping other people show up the way they want or need or can show up, as opposed to just telling them what I used to do or what I currently do or whatever. So I think that's a bit of the journey that I've been on.
Okay. So, you know, when I listen to that, I'm going to ask you to kind of take a step out. And if you were, this is the advice moment, right? So if you were speaking to someone on this topic, not just your own personal experience, but how do you think allyship can be demonstrated through action? Because there's a lot of discussion around valuing equity, that whole topic versus showing an action. So what would you give as advice in that perspective?
I mean, intent is important, right? Like you can't discount intent. I think it's great the amount of conversation and dialogue that many employers and many industry groups are having these days around equality and around things like allyship. So I don't want to discount that, but as my father used to say to me whenever I told him that I didn't mean to do something that was against the rules, you can't judge someone by their intentions alone, right? Like your intentions matter, but they're not what moves things forward. They're not what turns the world, you know?
Yeah.
So I think not only can allyship be demonstrated through actions, I think it has to be. Like, I think if there are no actions, the intent is irrelevant. So back to your real question, which was practically, what are some ways that you can do it? Again, there's limitless ways you could do it. I think my advice, and again, I'm speaking to all the versions of me out there, all the, you know, extroverted, loud people who think they're being helpful. Like, try and avoid the immediate reaction to go to that advice giving mode, right? Mm-hmm. Like try to avoid immediately going to here's what you should do.
Right.
And I'll tell you, I mean, we're sitting down here, it's December. I don't know when this podcast is being released, but mm-hmm. I'm in the middle of all my year-end conversations. And even in my year-end conversations with my team, I'm getting that feedback. Like, you know, sometimes you tell me to do things the way you think they should be done instead of helping me do things that I need to do. And so I'm still on that journey. But I think avoid going right to advice giving would be one. And instead look for ways that you can help enable people to do what they're doing. That, and again, like I said at the beginning, right, that might mean shutting up. It might mean coaching. It might mean advocating in the background. Or it might be making sure that someone has a voice at a table that you think they should have a voice or a voice at.
And I think that's it's an excellent point to kind of consider. Everybody needs to know where they're heading. How they get there, though, doesn't need to be the way in which you feel it may be at all times,
yeah.
As long as
yeah.
we all know where the end objective is going, right? So.
Yeah. Despite my constant feelings that my way is always the right way, but you know, I'm growing.
Aren't we all? hopefully, right? So, and that's part of this conversation. I mean, I appreciate that, you know, you're sitting down, and in all honesty, you are, you know, kind of christening our podcasts from a real time standpoint, because you are our first male. Individual that is here speaking to us on the consideration of how we can look at allyship in a different perspective. And maybe that goes into the next question I'm going to ask you. And have you had a woman who's played a key role in mentoring you that then shaped your approach to allyship? And that might be one or many. So talk to me a little bit about that.
Sure. So first of all, I did go look at your back catalog, and I listened to your back episodes, and not gonna lie, made me a little nervous looking at the list of wonderful and accomplished women and then being the first dude on the list. So, but luckily I suffer from a character flaw where I just assume that whenever I open my mouth, it'll be okay. So we'll make it through. So to your question about have I had a woman? Yeah, I've had many, women have been involved in important kind of key moments of my professional career and my personal life. So, you know, my wife is the reason I work in pharma. I used to be a private practice lawyer. I didn't like working in private practice. So I used to be a litigator. And that's because when I was a kid, you know, too many people told me I'd make a good lawyer because I was an annoying kid. And that's just the polite way to tell a kid he's annoying, right? So I went to private practice, learned a ton, met a ton of great people, but it wasn't for me. And I was at home complaining one day and my wife was just like, you need to be a better person. And I was like, wow, I thought we were talking about how bad everyone else is, not how bad I am. And she clarified, no, we need to be better people. Our first kid's on the way. We're going to have less free time. So let's make sure we're using our free time in the right ways. And if you don't like something that you're spending your time on, change it. And so that's why I left and joined GSK. My previous manager, when I was in a legal counsel role, you know, she has probably had the biggest professional impact on me of anyone at GSK or anyone in my professional life writ large. She's taught me the importance of protecting and enabling a business, how to channel my emotions for good. I'm an emotional guy, and you know, that can either get in the way or it can be a superpower. And she's helped me kind of leverage that. She was ultimately the person who pushed me to deal with my mental health issues. You know, there's only so many times someone you respect can say, you don't seem like yourself, before you realize you need to maybe take some steps to address it. And, you know, past that, partners on my leadership team have taught me how to communicate, how to be a more effective leader, how to drive the business. You know, some of your previous guests have played a big role in helping me, for lack of a better word, sharpen my business teeth, right? And it's been a great journey. You know, my mother taught me how to serve others. I could go on, but I think the beauty is we all bring something different to the table, right? And all those examples that pop into my head are people who are very different from me. They've got women who have very different skills, very different perspectives, and it's been hugely beneficial having the opportunity to work alongside them and learn from them.
Well, Chris, I just first off want to say thank you so much. This was such a pleasure speaking with you. And I believe the one statement that really struck me that you said was around channeling your emotions as a superpower. So that's a t-shirt for me now. So I plan on taking that to heart. And really hearing your voice around how we can navigate just looking at allyship in general, taking a step back and really being open and honest about how you can actually put things into action. So thank you. And I want to thank you all for listening to Real Time with WLP. We hope you enjoyed this episode and we'll listen in with future guests. So to stay up to date with WLP, please follow us on Instagram and LinkedIn and consider becoming a member, joining for all the resources and the tremendous people that we work with every day here. Go to womenleadersinpharma.com to learn more. Chris, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.